This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Thank you for having me on.
Not at all. How are you feeling today knowing that Leaving Cert results are just around the corner?
I'm a little bit nervous, but at the same time, I've been waiting so long. I just really want to know finally how I did.
Can you take us back maybe to the start of your Leaving Cert? What was it like beginning such a tough academic year while also dealing with something so incredibly personal? And if you don't mind, you might share with our listeners what that was.
Yeah, so I started sixth year, like everyone else, in September, and I had a pretty normal first 2 weeks. And then I had surgery in Derry. So I was out of school for 2 weeks. That was like almost an immediate setback. But to be fair, that can happen to anyone. So I kind of got over that fairly quickly. Plus, I knew in the back of my head that I would very likely have DARE. And then October was pretty normal. And then in November, my mum had motor neurone disease for, I think, about a year and a half. And then in November, she got sick a little bit like more. So we brought her into the hospital. They told us it was a virus. And we came back, whatever. And then I was sitting in LCP class and I got a text from my sister saying that like she was worse again and they're taking her back into the hospital. And then I got another text saying that they actually weren't going into the hospital and they're going into the hospice. So then I kind of realised, I was like, okay, wait, this is kind of happening now. So that was like around the middle of November. So I left school and went in to see her and everything. And I was trying to balance like going into school and, you know, obviously spending time with her in the hospice. Yeah. I probably should have spent more time there than I did in school. But at the same time, I was like so stressed about the exams and everything and falling behind and everything. So I think she spent about a week or two in the hospice before she came home. And then she came home and we had the last few days here at home. And then she passed on November 30th. I took about 2 weeks off school. And then I made a slow return to school. I think I literally did not do a full day since then. But it was definitely stressful trying to balance. Because even before she passed, because a lot of people kind of just really think like, you know, how like it must be difficult like that she passed during the year. Mm-hmm. But also even throughout fifth year and start of sixth year, like it was difficult even like having the effects of motor neurone disease on our family. Like it's quite an intense disease and requires quite a lot of care. And we're very lucky to have such amazing carers, but at the same time, like a little bit of responsibility was put on like myself and my sister, like to help my mum with like, you know, feeding or moving or like helping for the TV or casters or like literally everything. So even though like she did pass in November, it was like quite an impact, I think, throughout the years.
And I'm so sorry that happened to you. I've lost my mum as well, and she spent some time in Galway Hospice. So I don't fully know what you're going through, but I can definitely relate having lost your mum. And it's such a profound loss in your life. So I commend you for being so strong, for keeping everything going, especially in such a busy year like your Leaving Cert. I know a lot of students find the Leaving Cert stressful in general, but how did you actually manage to cope with the pressure while also grieving the loss of your mum?
So I definitely did. Okay, for the first week or two, I can't lie, I really did not care less about the exams.
Yeah, of course.
And then I kind of realised that I was like, okay, I did do a lot of work in fifth year and I'm really, really glad that I did that. And a lot of people say like, oh, you can just do the work in sixth year, but like you really never know what could happen. And I'm so, so grateful that I did the amount of work I did in fifth year because it left me in such a good position that I kind of felt like, okay, I can definitely take the time to myself. But at the same time, I've already put the work in and it kind of gave me a bit of motivation to like keep going and actually do something. Also, like something I found that helped me was that I found it quite difficult going to school from 9 to 4 just because even like I was just so tired and between my health and like grief and everything that was going on. And I found it quite difficult sitting in some classes like English and Irish, where like quite often like the topics could be related to grief and death and like having to listen to the conversation when everything was just kind of so fresh. I just wasn't really actually learning anything when I was sitting there. Mm-hmm. So I actually didn't really go to school all that much, which is kind of controversial, but I kind of did what I had to do. But I was really lucky to have access to Grinds in every subject with Grinds 360. So genuinely what helped me so much was being able to kind of sit at home and when I felt like it, like go to my desk, do an hour grind, have like that chapter done and I can kind of just forget about it. Mm-hmm. So that was something that was really, really helpful for me. Like I did go into school definitely most days for like a little bit for like the social aspect into the classes I could go to. But what really, really helped me was doing kind of what I had to do like by doing the grinds at home and some days just not doing anything at all.
Yeah, and you're so right. I think you know, people who have suffered loss, especially if it's a parent, you're never ready for the social situation. I definitely understand where you're coming from with trying to mind yourself in that space as well. I know that a lot of people will be wondering, were there any teachers or friends or supports in school that really helped you through the year?
Like, I would say I'm very grateful for our guidance counsellor. I feel like she did a lot for me. And there was some support offered through the school. I think they called it like a leadership programme. Mm-hmm. I did actually email the Minister of Education about this issue, because I personally feel like it's quite a disadvantage to students who undergo like such massive grief and loss to the Leaving Cert. And I didn't particularly get a great reply from her, but she did say there is something called the NEPS, which is like a psychologist service that can be offered to students. I personally wasn't offered this through my school. I found it quite difficult being at school, and there was some aspects of the school where they weren't very supportive in like the way I coped, like by not coming into school and things, but I kind of had to do what I had to do anyway. And we did have a really great medical social worker from Galway Hospice who kind of talked to the school and kind of helped figure everything out.
Yeah, and that was a great support for you. Caoimhe, stay with us for just a couple of seconds. Of course, I'm having a chat to Caoimhe Graham, a Leaving Cert student from Galway, who is chatting to me ahead of the Leaving Cert results tomorrow. If you've got any questions, you can send them in 087 1102 107. It's the Hub on iRadio. It is the Hub on iRadio. It's Louise in with you. Now, of course, ahead of the Leaving Cert results tomorrow, Caoimhe Graham is a Leaving Cert student from Galway. You're here with me to have a chat all about Leaving Cert Day results tomorrow. Caoimhe, you're incredibly strong. You've dealt with grief of losing your mum during your final year of school and having an illness of your own in the recent weeks as well, running up to the exams. Thanks a million for sticking with us. Now, Caoimhe, you've shown huge strength this year. Do you have any advice for other students who might be dealing with grief or even personal struggles while they're in school?
Yeah, definitely. I would say do whatever you can when you feel like it. Like, there were some days where I did absolutely nothing, and I did make that obvious on my platform, as mm-hmm. I wanted to kind of give a realistic approach to having a study account, because so many of them are what I would like say are unrealistic, having like these really long study days. So do what you can when you can, but like, you have to give yourself grace if you're going through something. Like, not everybody knows what you're going through, so take your time, do what you have to do, and reaching out for support or doing it in whatever way you have to do is definitely the best way to go.
Niamh in Mullingar especially, she says that she's been in touch on WhatsApp, and whatever the results are tomorrow, you've already achieved so much. And she says, what's next for you?
I'm hoping to study radiation therapy in Trinity. Now, I'm really not sure. I do have DARE, so I'm hoping to get a DARE place, as I really do not think I'm going to get the points for it. But if I don't get that, I'm hoping to do advanced therapeutic technology in RCSI.
Brilliant. Now, as well as that, what do you think needs to be done to improve the Leaving Cert system to allow maybe for grievances and students who are struggling mentally? I understand that you've actually written to the Education Minister, Helen McEntee, about this. What did you kind of include in your letter to her?
So essentially, I kind of just discussed the fact that I really appreciate the fact they have DARE in here as a part of the system to help create equality. And to be fair, if you're struggling mentally, that can be classified underneath DARE, but you do have to be struggling quite significantly to be accepted through that, which I do understand. But then for someone like myself who experienced grief, like, yes, in a way I'm lucky to have DARE, but I have DARE for a separate reason. I'm still disadvantaged through like my health issues. Mm-hmm. But also there was people who messaged me who had lost a parent through sixth year and they didn't qualify for DARE or HEAR. They might have applied to both of them and got denied from both of them. So when I emailed her, I was like, when you look up HEAR, you see the word social disadvantage, which I would personally say like grief is a social disadvantage. Mm-hmm. But then you have to meet a financial indicator, as far as I'm aware. But no amount of money can ever make up for like what's gone on.
Yeah, of course.
And also they look at the amount of money from the year previously. So although even in 2024, neither my mum or my dad worked, because my dad was caring for my mum and obviously my mum wasn't working. Mm-hmm. So like potentially I would have met the financial indicator if they'd looked at 2024 and also been eligible for HEAR. But once again, like, financial indicator, I think, is like unnecessary in this situation. I would really appreciate if they could either make like the loss of a parent a part of HEAR or a new scheme. Like, as I know, in England, they actually give you a 5% increase if you lose somebody in your year 13, which is their our equivalent of the sixth year. So they inflate all your grades by 5%. And it's not an unreasonable request, as like if you complete your exams in Irish, they also up your grades, they inflate your grades. So I definitely think something like that would be a great measure to put in place.
Yeah. Just for anybody who is wondering, maybe they're not up to speed on what DEAR and HEAR are, can you maybe really quickly explain what those are?
So basically DEAR and HEAR are these two ways that they have. So if you're financially and socially disadvantaged, HEAR is a way of getting into college on reduced points place, and DARE is if you have like chronic illnesses or disability. So basically each course, say it's got about 30 places, around two of them on average will be saved for DARE or HEAR. And essentially you can get in on usually about 10 to 15% less points than is required on the CAO. So it gives you an opportunity to get in on less points, trying to like level out the playing field essentially. But at the same time, like you can get DARE and not get a DARE place, as you're still like competing for the DARE places as well.
Okay, right. So it's not exactly, you know, a foolproof way of getting in. Caoimhe, do you feel like going through such a difficult time has maybe shaped your goals or changed the way you see life or success? I know obviously with such a turbulent year, your feet probably haven't even touched the ground yet.
Yeah, I definitely think this year has changed me quite a lot. I also lost my granddad and my uncle and another uncle within 3 months
of my mum. I'm so sorry to hear that.
So I kind of, when so much was happening, I kind of realised so much that, like, even though, like, the Leaving Cert, yes, it feels very important now, and I still do believe it is important, that there is other things in life that are important and there's other ways of getting to where you want to be. But also through that, I did realise that the Leaving Cert for me, because, like, I went to do a high points course, it was the best way to go. But it definitely kind of did make me have a few realisations and I think mature me a little bit. But it also did kind of, like, help me realise I really do want a role in either healthcare or like medical research, be something that I'd be very interested in. I've been interested in it since a young age, but it's like definitely made me realise it's 100% what I want to do.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. And again, I'm so, so sorry for your loss. And I think anybody listening who maybe is going through something similar like you, or if they've already, you know, maybe lost a parent and they're looking for a little bit of inspiration, you're so strong. Thank you so much for coming on to tell your story. I know it's not easy to have a chat on the radio, but I'm sure that you've helped so many people who may be going through struggles right now. And you've been showing how resilient and how strong of a woman you are. Best of luck to you on the Leaving Cert results tomorrow, and I hope you'll be doing lots of celebrating.
Thank you very much.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.